So halacha yud aleph is a linchpin halacha, and maybe the most beautiful expression of kedushas beis knesses with beis medrash. So once again, for the third time, the Rambam is integrating beis knesses and beis medrash. We believe that slishitaso, the mitzvah of avodas Hashem, abdeo b'toraso, abdeo b'mikdasho, keneged halacha sham lispalel. Bate knesios, shabate midrashos, shecharvu. Obviously, the term is mikdash, but here we know that it's the mikdash ma'at. Afal pihi shehin shomimin bikdushasan hein omdin. Ukshem shenoegin bahen kavod biyishuvan kach noen bahen kavod bechorbana. Meaning, you wouldn't use them as a kapentria on the kalos rosh and shalol ledvar mitzvah vechulei. Chutz mikibud veributz, right? But obviously, you're not going to sweep and mop, because there's nothing left to sweep and to mop. She'ein mechabdin osam ve'in marbitzin osam. Now here, based on the Gemara Megillah, the Rambam says something exquisite. So alu b'hen asavin, if grass is growing over them, so obviously that's an affront to the kedushas hamakom, even though it's b'chorbanan. Vashi mosias mikdashechem, afilu b'chorbanam, noagin b'hem kedusha. Alu b'hen asavin, tolshin osam, bimikoman. So that comes straight from the Gemara Masechta Megillah, where the Gemara says, so you leave the grass in its place. Who knows what the Gemara says? The Gemara uses three words. Why do you put the grass back down? And then you'll see how the Rambam interpreted this in this exquisite and mechudash way. So the Gemara says three words. Mipnei agmas nefesh. That if you see that the grass is there, we can't let the grass actually grow there, because that's an affront to Kedushas Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash. At the same time, we want people to feel the pain of a Beit Knesset, of a Beit Midrash that was destroyed. So we leave the grass there. That's what the Gemara means, Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Alu Bahen Asavin Tol Shino Sanam Anichin Osam Bimekoman. Not mipnei agmas nefesh, but the Rambam says, "Kidei sheyiru osan ha'am v'ta'or rucham v'yivnum." Agmas nefesh doesn't mean so that we should cry more about it. What does agmas nefesh mean for the Rambam? We should rebuild it. That the pain of suffering, a Beit Knesset or Beit Midrash, b'churban, is a mania, is a movil in the direction of rebuilding it. V'mheira yibaneh kedei sheyiru otana'am v'ta'or rucham v'yivnum. Very powerful thing. And the Rambam's interpretation of Agmas Nefesh isn't the sense of passivity, but is the ultimate sense of taking an active role. Heyara number one. Here, number two, what is this concept of Hashimosius Mikdashechem, Afalpi Shehen Shomimin, Bikdushasan, Hein Omdin? Where does that come from? Why shouldn't we just say that the Kedusha is Batel once the Kedusha, once the actual structure is destroyed? Exactly. It's exactly the Rambam Lashitaso, Nilchos Besa Bechira Paragvav, that Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim is never Batel. Because when it comes to Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim, that's Kedushas Ashchina. And Kedushat Ashchina in a Betela La'olam. So this is a Makom Shchina, right? Whether it's Afilu Echad Yoshev Elomed Shchina Shruya Imo, whether it's the Shchina of the Tfilas Harabim, right? Asara Shebayim Lispalo, the Shchina is, of course, waiting for them right there. So it's the Kedushas Ashchina, which, of course, can never be Betela. In the same sense, Vashimotius Mikdashechem, it's the same din, literally, as the Beis HaMikdash itself. Hayara number two. So wish everybody a Chodesh Tov. Hashem should watch over the Jewish people today as our enemies seek to cause even greater damage to Am Yisrael, to Medinat Yisrael, and through the most cynical of means, by extinguishing Tzelem Elokim of their own people.